The National Transportation Safety Board has finished its on-scene investigation into the crash that killed two Hagelin Aviation pilots last week. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Derek Cedars of Bethel and Gregory McGee from Anchorage died in Tuesday's crash. The Cessna 208 went down in a willow patch near Three Step Mountain, 30 miles southeast of Bethel. A post-crash fire destroyed the airplane and burned nearby bushes. Investigators are releasing few details beyond that. Clint Johnson is chief of the Alaska Regional Office of the National Transportation Safety Board.
The wreckage, unfortunately, was what we would refer to as very fragmented, and obviously there was a post-crash fire. So a lot of the components that are going to be coming out there are going to be in smaller pieces. So they're going to be sling-loading all the parts and pieces in its entirety back to Bethel.
The wreckage will then be flown to Anchorage in the next week.
They'll do a wreckage layout. We'll go through each one of those components with a fine-tooth comb for the most part to make sure that we document every single piece of that wreckage that comes back.
The investigator in charge, Chris Shaver, documented the aircraft and what troopers call a large debris field. Back in Bethel, he conducted interviews with Hagelin as well as family and friends of the pilots. A Cessna investigator also visited the crash scene, and troopers Thursday brought back the pilots' remains. A team from Pratt & Whitney, the engine manufacturer, will inspect the engine once it's transported to Anchorage. There was also what's known as a transportation disaster assistance investigator in town Friday to help the families and coworkers of the pilots who were killed. The crash occurred just before 4 p.m. in clear and calm weather as the two pilots conducted a training flight. Johnson says the agency doesn't know who was flying the plane.
There were obviously two qualified pilots at the controls. Each one of them have controls. So that's going to be a little bit tough to determine for absolutely sure. Again, details like that, once Chris gets back and we start taking a look at the wreckage and see if we might be able to determine that. But at this point right now, that's pretty much an unknown.
NTSB officials say they'll release a preliminary report soon. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.